This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots to talk about today. We've already covered a lot of about Fauci the fraud getting grilled by Senator Rand Paul. And I've already made a prediction. He's not going to last much longer. They're going to try. But eventually, here's how you can measure. Watch how he slowly starts to slip away. He's not doing as much media. Things like that. That's going to be your telltale sign that the Democrats have said, okay, we've gotten all we can get out of Fauci the fraud. And that little troll is going to get fired, but they'll announce it as his retirement. Glad you guys are with me, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We got a lot to talk about because, and let me give you a little hint. Omicron is suddenly going to go away. Get ready for it. It's going to go away. Now, they've already tried to replace it with Deltacron, but see, it's not nearly as bad. And the cat's out of the bag. Omicron is actually good for stopping the rest of these variants because Omicron acts like chickenpox to smallpox. So how can you develop vaccines and things like this when it's actually good for you? It doesn't kill you. Things like that. So Omicron is starting to go away. We'll touch on that a little bit later in this hour. I want to begin with United Airlines because their slogan should be for their CEO, "Let's go, Brandon." Back in August of last year, CEO of United Airlines, his name is Scott Kirby, he jumped on the vax mandate like Democrats vote, early and often. He couldn't wait to give in to the death poke Nazis and started requiring that his employees get vaxxed. This guy had no scientific evidence. He has no right as a human being to tell other human beings, as a condition of your employment, you need to make sure you're vaccinated. And he did it under the guise of, oh, I'm just trying to protect all my other employees. That is a lie. That is not what these guys are doing. They are playing the political game that Joe Biden and these leftists, these Nazi vaxxers, wanted them to do. Because, look, think what you want. Once everybody gets that death poke in their arm and they can verify it, the government has control of you. So anyway, August of last year, Kirby decides, oh, you guys are going to all get vaccinated. Now, many of the United Airlines employees fell for these scare tactics. They willingly put their lives in danger, coerced or otherwise. But a bunch of them other ones waited. Then in October, a federal judge ruled against United and says, whoa, put this on hold. You can't do this. So a bunch of the employees went, yeah, great, we dodged a bullet. So that's where we are now. These guys that held out said, we'll see how this shakes out. And now these employees who are on reprieve from death row of getting this shot are fighting back. Now, I don't know if you were trying to fly recently, but Kirby made an announcement to the employees of United Airlines that it's going to trim its schedule. The airline was forced to do this due to what they have called a surge in sick calls among employees. Now, United started cutting flights back in Christmas, and you would think that they would say, okay, we got a handle on it, but they don't. It continues. Now, the entirety of the airline industry is suffering from this. I don't want to make this sound like it's just a United issue. And what I believe is, because American, United, Southwest dabbled with it, they all were like, well, everybody's got to get married. You better get the shots, because the government was forcing them to do it. And you know what the employees said? They said, you're not going to force us to do anything. We're going to show you who really runs this company. I think this is a great example of the dichotomy of how things really work. The CEOs think, oh, the government, we better follow what the government does. And the employees went, It's the same way for the general public. We run stuff. They think they do, but they don't. And our simple fix is we start taking these sacred cows. You take out Pelosi. You take out Mitch McConnell. You take out these vax mandate Nazis. And you only need to take out a couple of them before people go, oh, you know what, we're going to back off. And you tell you what, we're going to not say the vax mandates. We're not going to charge you more money for your insurance. And we apologize. It doesn't take unions, folks, to make this happen. These are people acting independently. They may be acting through company forums, you know, and private non-leftist-owned communication platforms. But they're acting. I know this for a fact because I am in contact with various airline people who have told me, we aren't going for this. They're all offline. They're not on Facebook. They're not on Twitter. They're on none of that. They are offline in private groups saying, we'll get them. And that's why I'm reporting this to you. I'm not telling you this is conjecture. This is a fact. So JetBlue, they cut back their flights in January. They claimed it was due to the surge in infection rates among the crews. Not long after, Alaska Airlines and American Airlines had to follow suit. And they used the non-deadly Omicron as a convenient excuse. Almost laughably, folks, United claims they're doing their part to stop the spread of the common cold, disguising as the latest transformer named Omicron. Or it could be they're trying to stop Deltacron. The reason why I'm bringing this up is just to simply tell you, this overreach by these woke CEOs and the CEOs that are in this so-called private-public partnership that is nothing more than a cabal of elitists who are trying to dictate public behavior. That's what they want. This was a massive test to see, what can we do? Can we starve them out? Can we stop them from working? Look, folks, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your life. But the best decision I made, even though it was the trickiest and the scariest, was when I decided decades ago I would start building something for myself. Now, could I have done better in other ways? Yes, if I sold out, I tell you this all the time, I could have done a lot better. But I have no regrets. Because nobody's mandating me get a needle in my arm. And if I need to, I will grow my own food. I will kill squirrels. I will kill neighborhood animals. If it's not, I will go Venezuelan. I'll put it that way. If it means I get for me to eat. So when you have that level of confidence about who you are, you can make things happen. And that's what these employees are doing. Kudos to the United and all these other airline employees that are making this happen.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We're winning, folks. I don't know if you're paying attention, but we're winning. In the battle of this scamdemic, we are fighting. I'm going to give you some examples right now. This is an article I just saw. Scientists are seeing signals that COVID-19's alarming Omicron wave, alarming, may have peaked in Britain and is about to do the same in the U.S. What they're telling you is they've milked it for all it's worth. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Go to that website, see everything that we do, partake. If you're just getting to me on radio, find out that we make movies. We got a movie channel, theflickfest.com. We have many things to offer. Go check it out. Videos we post every day, mostly with my commentary. So I'd love to get you more involved. If you want to do more, please do. If the spirit moves you, let me groove you. Oh, God, I went Marvin Gaye for a second. Let your love come down if you. My voice is completely gone because I actually can't sing. Oh, man, anyway, I got sidetracked. But go check it out. Anyway, let me get back to this Omicron. So this article, as they say, it's dropping off dramatically. The reason, they write, the variant has proved so wildly contagious that it may already be running out of people to infect. Omicron's out there like, I hit everybody. I mean, I don't know. What else can I do? I got everybody. This is just a month and a half after it was first detected in South Africa. Now, I want you to understand something. Omicron got everybody. But regular Wu flu, he didn't get everybody. But the variant, which is highly contagious, has gotten everybody. And oh, by the way, it's supposed to help us. I've been talking about this. But here's what it says. A guy named Ali Mokad, a professor of health metrics at the University of Washington in Seattle, says it's coming down as fast as it went up. But at the same time, you got to remember, they always got to warn you. Experts warn that much is still uncertain about how the next phase of the pandemic might unfold. Yeah, see, we got Deltacron, we got Floracron, we got, what else we got? Mugacron. Oh, how many crons can we have? The plateauing or ebbing in the two countries is not happening everywhere at the same time or at the same pace. And weeks or months of misery still lie ahead for patients and overwhelmed hospitals, even if the drop-off comes to pass. Now, we've already heard the CDC director, Walensky, say, okay, I'll admit, all these hospitalizations are not due to the virus. Some people are getting hospitalized and just happen to have the virus. Why? Because we're testing everybody with these bogus tests. So they happen to have it, and we're counting those numbers. So that way we get to scare everybody into believing that the system is broken, man. This is so amazing. So here's a question we got to ask ourselves. Why is it that we're now ready to phase out of Omicron? I mean, it was the next scare. It morphed with Delta to become Deltacron. It morphed with the flu to become Fluocron. Why are we now no longer afraid of this particular one? Because other ones are coming. They're waiting. There's somebody in a lab somewhere brewing up something that they can say, oh my gosh, there's a new one. Remember, I played a clip of the CDC director, and she said, get these kids vaccinated. I think it was Brett Baer saying, but wait a minute, these kids aren't dying. She goes, yeah, but remember, when they got vaccinated, even this new thing that came up, it helped them with that. So there's always a boogeyman. There's never going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. We can never go back to normal because we have this new flu that is now morphing in ways that we don't know. And, oh, I know that it is getting less and less and less and less and less, but that doesn't matter. It could be less deadly than the common cold, a.k.a. Omicron, but we still must leave it out there for chance that you could die. I know it's a difficult concept for people to understand. You could die. It isn't like people have, you know, not died before. But the government is convincing people that it can save you from death. From all these dreaded diseases, it can save you. It can save you from climate. You know, because we're all going to die. What do we got left now? 10 years, according to AOC? It can save you from climate. If you believe in us, we will save you from this dreaded climate. Just believe it. The polar bears depend on you. The baby seals, they're losing their environments. But we can save it all. Hasn't government convinced you they can save you? I don't know about you, but the government's track record on keeping people alive, it sucks. I'm going to do the math here real quickly. I don't want the show to evolve into some scientific exploration because it could get boring. But I do want to follow the math. So there's been roughly 13 billion people who've walked the face of the earth who are both living and dead. Okay? Now, about approximately 7 billion, 6 to 7 billion have died. And I know, all through all the great efforts of the Democrats to save them, they've managed to die. Now, the argument they could have with me is, Kevin, I know where you're going. You're saying that because a bunch of people died, that we cannot save the 7.5 billion people that still remain on Earth. And they would have a legitimate argument with me on that. I cannot say with certainty, I have to admit, half the people that are have ever been alive in human evolution are still on the Earth. They're still alive. And while approximately 200,000-300,000 people a day die, giving credence to my, you know, theory that we're all going to die, I cannot prove that. But I do believe that I'm on to something. I do believe that no matter how hard the government tries, we're all going to die. Now, again, no one's been able to prove it. We can give you some pretty good evidence that roughly around 80 or so is about the time that the body gives way. And there is no body that's been alive since the beginning of man. There's no Methuselahs out there, right? And even he died, even though he died at 900 some years old, he still died. So my theory's holding, but I can't prove it definitively. So that leaves that little bit of wiggle room for the Democrats to convince people that they can save them. Just give us a shot, man. We'll save you, man. We'll save you. We can save you from this dreaded Wu flu. We can save you from the bubonic plague and all the other things that are coming up. Just give us a shot. Give us your money and give us your power, and we will save you. Now, if you understand the sarcasm of that, you understand what I'm all about here at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Folks, I got to take a short break. We'll be back. Keep it in.
Jackson Radio Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Winter storm watches and warnings have been put in effect from eastern North Dakota to northern Missouri ahead of heavy snow expected to start Thursday night. The area could see anywhere from 6 inches to a foot of snow. AccuWeather saying with the 22-30 mile an hour winds, there will be near blizzard-like conditions across parts of the Midwest and plains. President Biden going big when it comes to distributing COVID-19 tests. Biden saying on Thursday he plans to distribute an additional 500 million COVID-19 tests to Americans for free, doubling the original amount. A new report says Earth had one of its hottest years on record in 2021, with temperatures 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit above last year's century average. USA Radio News. A new Quinnipiac University poll clocks President Biden's job approval rating at a new low of 33%, down 3 points from the last Quinnipiac poll in November. The poll found that 53% disapprove of the job President Biden is doing. The poll also finding that just 28% of Hispanics approve of Biden's performance, suggesting a continued political realignment between the two major parties heading into the 2022 elections. College enrollment is at a 50-year low. It continued to drop last year, and nearly 1 million fewer students enrolled in college compared to 2019. That's according to a report from the National Student Clearinghouse. The rate of college enrollment has been trending downward in recent years and was made worse by the pandemic. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah.
That was Joey Demento lying. Nothing new there. But he wasn't the only one who lied. Here's CNN talking about the famous vaccines that everybody should be getting, mandated to get.
And despite all these mutation worries, there is some good news for the UK, and that's that new research on the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine shows that it's still 76% effective, even 90 days after just one dose. This is important because it supports the British government's controversial decision to space out vaccine doses by 12 weeks rather than the usual 6. And Rosemary, that same research also suggests that the vaccine not only prevents people from getting sick, it also prevents transmission of the virus from person to person.
Good news there. CNN's Scott McLean bringing us the very latest on that from London. Many thanks.
Yeah, many thanks for propagating nothing but lies, CNN, and all the other news and networks, and all the people who want to mandate this vaccine, and all the people talking about Omicron, which is suddenly going away. But there is more news on the Omicron front. We're going to bring it to you. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So earlier this week, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla, was speaking with NBC, and he says that the vaccine with the BioNTech that targets Omicron and other variants that are currently circulating will be ready for distribution by spring. And the company has already started manufacturing doses of the vaccine for the common cold. Omicron has a vaccine. We've cured the common cold. Or have we? If you're wondering how they can go so quickly to have a cure for a vaccine that was discovered less than a month and a half ago, so am I. This article is very interesting in the sense that it says, but an Omicron-targeted vaccine was needed in December, says Dr. William Moss, executive director of the International Vaccine Access Center at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg Center of Public Health. It still could be valuable, but I do think in many ways it's too late. See, this is what I love about leftism. I just told you in the previous segment, Omicron is suddenly like, well, look, everybody's gotten it. It's moved too fast. Omicron said, yeah, I got slipped up on all y'all. I got all of you. And now these guys are still talking about vaccines. It reminds me of the same thing of why we want to vaccinate kids when the number of kids dying is negligible. A rounding error. If your kid dies from any disease, and it sounds like I'm being flippant about it, I'm not. But in the scheme of things, I don't want billions of dollars spent in trying to solve a problem that so few people get. We have bigger problems. Dr. Sean Truelove, an infectious disease epidemiologist at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, agrees. Given how quickly this variant is happening, the targeted vaccine may not matter because everybody's going to be infected. And here's, again, I come back to this very same issue. If Omicron is supposedly helping us, don't believe me, go look it up. Say Omicron helps with other variants. Omicron helps with the more deadly, but not so deadly, Delta variant. They've all been talking about it. It's fused with the Delta variant, and now it's called Deltacron. If it's helping, why are you trying to stop it? In the previous segment, we talked about what I said is part of the, I don't want to use the word conspiracy. But I'm wondering why suddenly Omicron is going off the radar screen. Now, right now, I'm talking about the Pfizer or whomever wanting to make some sort of a AstraZeneca, wanting to make a vaccine. I think it's going to go away. I think it's going to die on the vine. Because they're talking about how fast this thing came up, how fast it peaked, and how fast it's going away. And we should be asking ourselves why this is. Now, I finished this segment by saying, well, it's because they're waiting on the next variant, the next thing. But I think the appetite for the American public and probably the public, the world public, is going to be enough is enough. I heard recently that Germany had to reverse its decision on lockdowns because the people are so mad. They are marching by the hundreds of thousands in the streets. Now, I didn't see this, but a good source, person I believe, is the one who told me. But I would say for you to look it up. I think this has been going on for some time. Remember, Greece, was it? No, Austria was saying it was about to implement lockdowns. I've seen no other story about that. I haven't looked it up for this broadcast. Maybe one of the producers can for the next break. We only have one more segment. But I think all these places are going to have to rethink this. Because as we have variant after variant after variant, and we have everybody getting the variants and not dying. But when we talk about the vaccines and we have people now starting to get loud, I mentioned one of my good buddies, his ex-wife and all her sisters got the shot. Every single one of them developed heart problems. Now, we feel bad because I asked him, I said, did you get it? He looked at me like, oh, there's no way. And I didn't think he had. He says, no way, no how. But his ex-wife and her two sisters all got it, all have heart issues. I mentioned the other day, Bob Saget dies. They won't tell you why, but I played a clip where Bob Saget said, I got boosted. It means he had the shot, and he followed the CDC recommendations, and he got boosted. Now, I don't know if the media is going to start reporting this, but here's what I can tell you. People are taking notice. People are writing to me. They're sending me notes. They're instant messaging me. They're, you know, whatever ways of communications, and they're telling me, Kevin, I'm starting to believe you. I have a friend. He's in his 80s. He got the shot. He used to send me something every week on getting the shot. Get the shot. Get the shot. Get the shot. Get the shot. Not for me, but, you know, telling me that maybe I need to rethink it. I haven't got anything from him in about 3 weeks. I better check on him. No, I'm kidding. He's alive. But he hasn't sent me anything. Now, I sent him one time a whole, you know, trough of stuff and said, hey, look, you're a bright guy. Trust me. I know you are. So why don't you look this over and then you get back with me? And I haven't heard from him since, and he is alive. I'm going to verify that just to make sure. I'll let you guys know on the next broadcast. So what we're finding out about all this stuff is that the alarm bells that the government tried to sound, I think it's over. And this variant being too fast for science, which is what people are beginning to say, and look, it makes no sense to create a vaccine for something that by the CDC and everybody's own admission, isn't really that dangerous. And every time I read a story like this, I have to ask myself, why would you do that? What would possess you to do that? Why? I mean, if somebody said to me, Kevin, and I've heard of this, so let's be honest about it. I've heard people say, let's cure the common cold. If it was easy, if you said to me, Kevin, look, it's only cost us a couple $1 million. We'll do a little more research. We've mapped the human genome. We can cure the common cold. We can put it in a pill form. You get the cold, you pop the pill. I say, let's do it. I wouldn't take a shot, but I'd pop a pill. And you go, you pop that pill, your symptoms go away. I'd be like, fantastic. Because a cold is a nuisance. But if you said to me, Kevin, it's going to cost us about $4 trillion or $2 trillion or $1 trillion, what would be the number for you? I have a number. If it's over like $5 million, I don't want it. People can deal with the cold. But if it's trillions of dollars, I know I don't want it. I know it. We're okay. So what is the number? If they say, Kevin, we can get rid of Wu flu now, I mean, whatever variant, it's a couple $1 million, I'd go for it. If it's what it's been so far, we'll threaten to lock you down, we'll threaten to arrest you, we're going to make you get a shot. Then no, I want no part of it. There was another story that was circulating. We're not going to have a lot of time to cover, but this airline, American Airlines, had a pilot, and on his briefcase, one of his bags, it had Let's Go Brandon sticker, and some person got mad about it, took a picture of it, and said, we are not the only passengers who noticed and were disgusted, is what somebody put on Twitter. And American Airlines responds, like, we're going to look into this. What are you going to look into? The guy is a NASCAR fan. Maybe the guy doesn't like Joe Biden. What exactly are you going to look into? You got enough trouble trying to keep pilots' butts in the seat. And his personal opinion about something has no bearing on you. But, oh, it's a serious issue. We're going to look into it. How ridiculous.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let it slip, it cup, it check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Today we've been exposing all kinds of fallacies and lies of the Democrats, things that they've created that, quite frankly, should make anybody not want to ever deal with them at all. But sadly, there are people who are brainwashed and are going to continue to believe them. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Project Veritas performs a real service to America. And they're not the only ones, but I got to tell you, O'Keefe does an amazing job. They released documents that contradict Fauci's sworn testimony regarding gain-of-function research. Now, early in the broadcast, first hour, we talked about Senator Rand Paul calling Fauci what he is, a liar. I think somebody asked, was it during the testimony, can we get a disclosure of where you make your money? And Fauci got seriously testy. It was a senator, and I think he called him a moron. It was during this testimony, because I remember reading about it. I want to know where Fauci's money comes from. Down to the last, what was the saying in the movies? Nickel, yuan. I mean, they named like 15 to peso. I want to know every Deutschmark, all of it. Euro. I want to know everywhere this man has money, how he got it. When you've been in public service that long, making more than the president, we have a right to know. I want to know what document that he is has a patent on. If he's getting royalties, don't you think it would be? I mean, wouldn't you like to see a documentary that shows you everywhere Fauci's made his money? Because I'm going to bet you money, these pharma companies, these testing companies, this guy is thick as thieves with them. That's just my guess. I do not know. I've heard it. I've heard a rumor about it. Maybe one of you could tell us. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. Give me a call. 844-551-8255. Do the research. Give it to me. I'll have my team look it over, and then I'll talk about it on the show. But anyway, Project Veritas got these documents. I don't know whether they did it undercover or did they pull a judicial watch and get somebody to give them to them, or did they do a freedom of information? I didn't see anything about freedom of information. But let me say this. If the information that Project Veritas provided that I saw is true, documents show that Fauci indeed tried to weaponize the Wu flu here in America and ultimately ended up funding the gain-of-function partnership with the Wuhan lab in China. He would be the one responsible for Wu flu. How about them apples? Now, I blame the Chinese because Fauci sent them $3.5 million and told them to do it. And they could have easily said, well, look, we know that's against the Geneva Convention. I don't know what it would be against, but it's got to be against some rule. Now, DARPA, in case you don't know, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, this is where the government experiments. And the documents were supposedly hidden in a top secret shared drive. The website, go to it, it's DARPA.gov. .mil. If you've ever done anything in the military, like contracting or whatever, you know these extensions code. The minute I see them, I know exactly who it is. Whether it's INS, whatever, all the .govs, and I know all the extensions because I did so much when I was a contractor. I did a lot of work with the government, the military, and other agencies, and you just know them. You know who's you even know who the command. I could tell you who was in command, who could write my checks, or authorize my money to get paid. Anyway, Project Veritas got a report which stated that EcoHealth Alliance approached DARPA in March of 2018 to get funding for Project Defuse. The project was specifically to conduct gain-of-function research for coronaviruses from bats. But the proposal got rejected by DARPA. And for the very reason that Senator Paul questioned Fauci. Gain-of-function research violates a moratorium against such research. And also, DARPA said there are safety concerns. I don't know, I didn't read it all. Because all I needed to hear was EcoHealth Alliance tried to get this done through the Department of Defense. Okay, you guys want to understand why the Department of Defense would be looking at this? To weaponize it. That's the only reason to go to the Department of Defense. If you don't want to weaponize it, you run it through the regular channels. It's all, what you're saying then is, we're studying this to see what would potentially happen in the regular general population. If they, you know, there's a reason to do stuff that where you go, okay, let's keep this under wraps. So this didn't stop Fauci, not according to the documents. Under the direction of Fauci, the division that he runs, the National Institute, blah, 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 there's no sense repeating this, but the NIAID, proceeded with the research at the Wuhan Virology Lab in China and at several sites across the U.S. And again, I repeat, under oath on multiple occasions, this little troll who has the power of life and death over Americans, who has the power to mandate us to get shots, to lock down our economy, and nobody voted for this little scumbag. On multiple occasions, he claimed that research never occurred. Not with the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, not with the division that he runs, the NIAID, or through the Eco of Health Alliance program. That's what he claims. Veritas says this. The report goes on to detail concern regarding the COVID-19 gain-of-function program, the concealment of documents, the suppression of potential curatives like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and the mRNA vaccines. Now, I mentioned this earlier in the broadcast. The government knew that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine would cure the Wu flu, but they did nothing. Fauci knew it. The story goes on. DARPA's chief of communications, Jared Adams, commented on the findings. They told Project Veritas when asked about the secrecy surrounding the documents, quote, "It doesn't sound normal to me. If something resides in a classified setting, then it should be appropriately marked. I'm not at all familiar with unmarked documents that reside in a classified space." Now, according to Project Veritas, I mean, that's bad enough, because what they're saying is they were hidden. Nobody knew what the files were. But Project Veritas goes on. The main report regarding EcoHealth Alliance proposed leak on the internet a couple of months ago, it has remained unverified until now. So they already had this data. They were like suspicious of what was going on. And then they find out, they get the documents and they verified it. Now I'm going to remind you, Project Veritas is like WikiLeaks. They've been sued multiple times. They've won every single lawsuit. They've been criticized and they said, oh, this information is not true. And James O'Keefe has a wall of retractions because he's proven every single time that he's gotten it right. Good for him. Good for him. Because I can't say that. We're opinion. I speak on things. But I love that there are organizations out there that say, nope, we're going to vet this thing completely, like WikiLeaks. Now, I already mentioned this, and I talked about it earlier, but we'll talk about it again. Project Veritas is still gathering information from this source. And there's another part of this report, and I'll read it again. I read it earlier in the broadcast. Ivermectin, identified as curative in April of 2020, works throughout all phases of illness because it inhibits viral replication and modulates the immune response. They knew it worked. So everything that we've gone through, every utterance out of Fauci's mouth, all the accusations that Donald Trump is trying to get us to drink Clorox, ivermectin doesn't work, it's horse tranquilizer, what are you, a horse? All the ridicule that the media did, all the things. Fauci could have come on and said, you know what? As much as I love our pharmaceutical industry, we got a simple fix. But he didn't do it. And we're going to soon, God willing, figure out why.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.